why can't we have this playful joyfulness of getting out of this, you know, very serious mess?
Well, I'm not using game in a joyful sense. You could use the word play. See, again, it's again, we don't have the same language. Of course it's joyful. That's the point. Being alive is joyful. That's what I'm saying. We have to be alive. We want to live, not rule, not exist, and not jump through other people's hoops. So let's just talk about being playful, being joyful. Let's describe what we want. That's why I've been urging a concrete language, is because it can't be twisted. It can't be one of those, we don't get lost in these drift words like, well, I thought I meant this, but no, it's drifting away into something else. And so let's use concrete language and describe. I want a world in which we get to breathe in and out, notice that, not be rushed. I want a world where I can, if there's a need that someone on the street has, I can stop and we can take the whole day if that's what I want to do. How do we distinguish what our bodies want to do from what we are being pressured to do? I mean, the ultimate end is ending pressure, ending coercion. So perhaps what we need to talk about is that possible? Because that's what I seem to be hearing, that it's not possible to end pressure, coercion.
Well, and this gets to, because I feel like the conditioning is so deep, where you have people, you know, we're talking about Cal students and those elite institutions and all the way from the bottom up, we have people who are jumping through hoops trying to play the game. And that's part of what we're talking about, that mechanism that keeps going, is that everyone is trying to be successful and jump through the hoops. And so how do you decommission that? How do you break that down? And so, again, I'm suggesting that, and I'm not saying this is the answer, I'm just throwing it out there, but if people are conditioned to jump through hoops right now, why not have another game within a game in which what the goal is, you know, the game that is self-created through the community is the story, if you don't want to use game, the vision, the, you know, that feeling that I get when I listen to Martin Luther King, that whatever that is, that that we create it from within, and that it's an exciting collective vision of how to get out of this game. And again, I'm using the word game, but I don't know if you want to continue using that word, but I think it's worth taking a look at, because I feel stuck. I feel like we're going around in circles. So what is that puzzle piece to get out of this? And so I'm suggesting that if we have some sort of collective creative vision, a game, if you will, whatnot. Well, yeah, that's what I'm challenging you, is like, why not? Why couldn't we call it that? Why can't we say this is, you know, why not?